Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering them tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning to one and all of the listeners of the broadcast. It is Gospel Alphabet time again. We're down to the letter P. We could say this letter stands for a lot of things, such as power, pious, pity, pardon, partaker, path, patience, peace, perfection, perform, perish, persecution, and persuade. Or it could be for pilgrim, pleasures, poor, praise, proclaim, prophet, promise, purge, pure, and oh, so many more words. But none of these is the word I want to talk about today. I will be glad to tell you what the letter P stands for in just a moment. But first, this scripture. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. 1 Peter 3:12. There is the word we want. P stands for prayer. It has been said that more things are wrought by prayer than this world dreams of. Prayer makes the source of all power available unto God's children. It opened the avenue to the throne of grace, and no doubt more has been accomplished through prayer than this world has ever realized. Here is where men and women are stripped of their deceit and pretense. Vanity must go. There is no need to think we're fooling God or self. We must face the facts of reality, life, and death included. When we face ourselves as we really are, it is then we can petition God through prayer for victory over our faults, trials and troubles, aims and ambitions. Prayer is as necessary to the Christian and the development of our spiritual inner man as the fresh air is to the health of our body. It is through prayer that we may communicate with God through the Spirit. This, I would say, is indispensable. Jesus used the relationship of a father and child to show us how willing God is to hear and answer the prayers of his trusting children. Listen, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Matthew 7:11. There are at least two outstanding benefits derived from prayer. Perhaps many others could be named, but one blessing which is achieved from prayer is the strength which comes from complete harmony of spirit, soul, and body. It is then that one is more able to face the problems which lie ahead. In other words, we might say, we get the courage to stand on our feet for truth and right after we have first been on our knees. In the second place, it gives God the opportunity to work and answer in our particular case because we have invited and pleaded with him to do so. James expresses it this way, ye have not because ye ask not. James 4:2. Wouldn't that be tragic to think the reason one did not receive was simply because they did not ask God to work? This could be caused from pride or arrogance. Therefore, no human need lies beyond the reach of God. He is all-powerful. Would you not like to invite him to help in your case? But remember this. God sometimes answers in a way different from what we think is right and best. He knows what is best, and sometimes this is not the case with us. The apostle prayed for the thorn to be removed from his flesh, but the Lord saw it was better to give him an extra supply of grace and take him through it all with victory. Some folks pray for rain, and others at the same time are praying that it won't rain. But the Lord knows best of all. He does accordingly. There might be such a thing as a person being ruined at his own request. Now, let us look at some of the conditions which are necessary to pray in the right way. Many pray, but not properly. There are lots of selfish prayers. First, one is to address God with reverence and respect. Our Father can be approached even in secret, closet. This is the way Jesus taught his disciples. Secondly, we must come in faith, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Matthew 21:22. Thirdly, prayer is to be with a forgiving heart. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew 6:15. Next, God wants and expects obedience. Listen, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. 1 John 3:22. Is that too much? Not for God. In the fifth place, let us ask in keeping with God's will. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. 1 John 5:14. And last, but certainly not least, all of our petitions should be made in the name of Jesus. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 14:13-14. However, don't fail to go to prayer just because you do not measure to all these things. There is where we get strength to measure up. Even though one does not understand all about how the answer is to come, this is no sign they should not pray. And don't give up if the answer doesn't come the first time. Elijah prayed 7 times before the rain came. So I say, prayer does work. Keep praying. Peter was released from prison just in time before he was beheaded, as the saints prayed. The saints are invited to come boldly. Listen, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. Isn't that encouraging? All of us need mercy and also help. No one is above the need of prayer. Therefore, if you feel that God's will is to be done in your life, pray accordingly. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 6:10. Give him the chance to work his will in your life. Let him do it. Don't hold back. If you are in need of food and clothing, ask freely. Give us this day our daily bread. If you've missed God's plan in your life, then pray. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Matthew 6:12. If you see or fear a temptation is coming, there is help in prayer for you. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. Matthew 6:13. When the burdens of life become too heavy and you're weary, remember, there is rest in prayer. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Psalms 55:22. So let us be like the camel, which kneels each evening to have the burden of the day lifted from its back. As we grow older, we realize more and more that life is complicated. There are many ups and downs for which we need to be prepared for through prayer. In other words, let us be prayed up for whatever may come. Nehemiah prayed before he attempted to rebuild the walls around the city of Jerusalem. And it is well that he did, for he certainly met with many problems, and there were enemies to face. Listen to his words. What a lesson for us. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept, and mourned certain days, and fasted, and prayed before the God of heaven. Nehemiah 1:4. God blessed him, and he succeeded because he was prayed up. The early morning church met with strong opposition. Do you know what they did? And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Acts 2:42. They kept prayed up, for persecutions awaited them. They needed all the strength they could get. Stephen met death caused by the stones thrown from the hands of his enemies. Listen to the way it came. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Acts 7:59. I say that was with victory because he prayed. Jesus was ready for the mob, crucifixion, and death because he prayed. Friends, you too can be victorious in the face of difficulties, problems, and trials if you will seek God and submit yourself to him in prayer. I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. 1 Timothy 2:8. Our Father, we come to thee just now in behalf of all who hear the broadcast today. Give an extra supply of grace for every need. Direct those who are seeking thy will to be done in their lives. And we ask also for the many souls of men and women everywhere. Save all who will come before it is too late, and thine shall be the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Take the world, for Christ is mine, in his kingdom I will shine. Let me labor all my days and years for him. Perfect love and bliss abound, in his presence I have found. Life is joy supreme and full of glory. I shall see him, shall I see.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, God bless and keep you always, and a very cheerful goodbye.
I'll behold him. He